It's been a week since officials with Argosy University announced plans to shut down its campuses across the country. HPR's Ryan Finnerty joins us with an update on where things stand with regulators and the now former students and staff. Morning.
Morning, Catherine.
So what's the latest?
Well, so Catherine, just to do a quick recap, Argosy University was a nationwide network of for-profit colleges, 22 campuses nationwide, and they officially closed last Friday, March 8th. And that was following a long court battle. There were issues with the company's finances. It came to light that they owed about $13 million in federal funds that were supposed to be given to students in the form of financial aid that were never distributed. And so in February, the Department of Education announced that they would no longer be granting financial aid to Argosy, and that kind of set the university into a death spiral. And so students and faculty both got very short notice last Wednesday that they would be closing on Friday. So less than three full days to kind of completely adjust their lives. About 800 students in Hawaii on three campuses, one in Honolulu, one in Wailuku, and one in Hilo, and just under 50 staff members, faculty, and administrative. And one of those staff members is Bob Leahy. He was a professor at Argosy, and I spoke with him yesterday, and here's what he said.
We filled a niche that I think is kind of an underserved market here in Hawaii, and that was pretty much adult education. You know, the vast majority of our classes were from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., certainly all the undergraduate classes. And then some of the graduate programs had weekend classes, so they accommodated working students. The sense I got from students was our course offerings were more amenable to their schedules than some of the other schools.
So there was this was a big problem for a lot of students and faculty as well. And as Bob Leahy mentioned, a lot of these students were working. They were part-time students. Argosy did a lot of online courses or weekends and nights, as he mentioned. And Bob, by the way, was a lawyer, and he taught criminal justice and business law at Argosy. He used that job as his primary source of income, and he's now looking at having to relocate to the mainland. He said a lot of professors at Argosy were they were what's called adjunct faculty, so they weren't full-time. They would teach on the side. So he said there aren't a lot of concerns with unemployment now, but a lot of those professors did use that to supplement their income, and it was very important to them.
And I did talk to a professor who I think had been laid off when Heald College shut down, and then this was another thing. So I'm sure there were a number of lecturers there that, you know, this is the second whammy for them.
Yeah, and, you know, there aren't a lot of universities and colleges here in Hawaii, so there will be somewhat limited opportunity for people to kind of find a new job doing the same thing. This is also a huge problem for students. Many of this university shut down mid-semester, so many students are now faced with the prospect of having to transfer to another school. They don't know how many of their credits will transfer, where they'll be able to get accepted. Some of them are going to have to relocate to the mainland potentially. Many of the local universities here, UH, Manoa, Chaminade, HPU, reached out to students to try and help them, but some of them are not sure if they may have to repeat entire years of school. And here's one student who's also a veteran talking about that.
A lot of us are living off this post 9/11 GI Bill. That's how my roommate is making his only income. So yeah, our lease isn't up until July, and we're not gonna be able to start a new school until May. So I mean, for the month of April, I don't know what's gonna happen. So I'm going to try to apply at the University of Hawaii, Manoa, and just hope they take as much credits as I can take. But, you know, it kind of, like, ruined a couple of other plans. I was planning on applying for graduate school and stuff for fall of this year, and I'm moving to the mainland in July, so I kind of have to switch everything up now. I literally have six credits left to graduate. I don't think they're going to take the full 114. I think I have to take at least 30 credits on campus, so that's going to take another two semesters.
That's
probably
a full year.
A full year.
What a shame.
So, and this was a recurring concern for students, Catherine, was not just completing their education, but the financial aspect of it. So there were a lot of military students at Argosy. The Department of Veterans Affairs had said if the school closed, payments on the GI Bill would stop. And so the GI Bill, for those who don't know, is a program to fund college tuition for veterans. They also get a housing stipend. So many of them, as Jamie mentioned, are relying on that just to pay their monthly living expenses. And there is a process by which they can apply for a hardship waiver to have those continue, but it's handled on a case-by-case basis. And that university is officially closed now, so there are veterans out there that are potentially in a tough spot. Student loans for non-veteran students were also a big issue. The Department of Education has said that it will forgive loans for this semester for any Argosy students, and that will be done automatically. And for any students that transfer, whatever credits are accepted by their new university, those loans they'll still be responsible for. Any credits that don't transfer, those loans can be forgiven by the Department of Education, but you have to apply for them. One particular area of Argosy, one department, has really gotten a lot of attention, and that's the doctoral psychology program. This is one of only two in Hawaii, the other one's at UH, that produces PhD-level psychologists. And that's significant because that's the level you need to obtain to practice psychology on your own the way a doctor would. And there were a lot of concerns, a lot of students who, this is a long program, about 6 years that it can take to complete this. And there were dozens of students faced with potentially having to start the whole thing over. And here's one of those students right now.
People are freaking out because there's some people who are military dependent. So like their spouses got transferred out here just so they could finish the degree or what have you. So they're kind of locked into here. So it's harder for them to just go away and do a program elsewhere. So it's the people who really have to be in somewhere and getting classwork done that are really the problem. So there's people freaking out because they don't know if they're going to have to move. They don't know if they're going to be like online. They don't know if they're just going to start over. I know some people are talking about like if they have to transfer everything, they're just going to stop. So some people have their master's already, so they're willing to just work with that and just not get a doctorate. So it's kind of, they're just kind of waiting. So there's a lot of stress and panic, kind of. So nobody really knows what's going to happen. And there's nobody who is in a position to tell us what's going to happen knows what's going to happen either.
And that was Zena Ewing, who is about to start her internship, which is kind of the last stage of the doctoral psychology program, which was fortunate for her. She'll be able to continue with a university on the mainland that can sponsor her. Now, for those other students that were less far along in the program, it was looking potentially like they would have to start over. But there is some good news to report. Both Hawaii Pacific University and Chaminade University have indicated that they would like to acquire this program at Argosy. I just spoke with the president of Chaminade University, and that hasn't been made public anywhere else, so we're hearing it for the first time. But they're both working with regulators and accreditors to acquire the program. They expect to know sometime next week where it will go, and I'm told that the Argosy faculty in that program will have some say as to which university they land at.
Well, good. A little bit of a good news.
Yeah, for once.
All right. Well, thanks for keeping on top of this.
Sure thing.
We've been talking with HPR's Ryan Finnerty about Argosy University and the efforts of other schools as they try to fill the void. Former Argosy students seeking information should consult the Hawaii Post-Secondary Education Authorization Program website.